Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis. We're in Perek Dalet, about halfway through the Perek. The paragraph starts with word Ela, Sheko. So what we were saying in this chapter, following on from the chapter before, is that the brachas that we were given, so the brachas were arranged by the sages who arranged the brachas, Anshe Knesset HaGedola, that part of the bracha is in second person, that we speak directly to Hashem, and part of the bracha is in third person. And the reason for that was that in terms of Hashem Himself, the essence of Hashem, Hashem is untouchable. He's Ein Sof Baruch Hu. He's the endless. He's the endless, unknown, unaccessible, unfathomable master of all, the entire universe. And therefore, that we have no ability to affect Him in any way. In fact, in a sense, He doesn't really need us. So that's in third person. But it's from that Ein Sof, it's from that aspect of Hashem that the Torah comes from. Right? And then we have the relationship which we have with the influences of Hashem. And Hashem Himself is untouchable, but He influences the worlds. He sends down influences to the world. And those influences, which are influences of Hashem, with that we do have a relationship. And those different influences have different names. You know, when there's an influence of kindness, so then we relate to it as kindness, we relate to it as mercy, and we even call it by the name of mercy. Or when Hashem sends down an influence of strict justice, where He punishes us or He judges us, so then we relate to it by the name of justice, of judgment. That's the name Elohim. So we have, when we relate to Hashem, we relate to those influences that He sends down, and that's with that we have the relationship. So that's second person. That's sort of a manifestation of Hashem, how Hashem interacts with us. What we see of Hashem is how Hashem interacts with us, and that's what we address in second person. Now explains that really this is all one thing. Elisha kol kavonas libeinu. However, all of the intention of our heart has to be the kol habrochus v'tfilos, in our blessings, in our prayers. So should ye latzmus ein sof baruch hu. All of our intention must be to Hashem's essence. Right? We don't daven to any of the influences, so to speak. That's for sure. We daven to Hashem's essence, atzmus Hashem, right? The essence of Hashem, essence of ein sof, the endless one. Mitzad his chabre b'kirtzoni izborach elohi lomis. In terms of the way He's connected through His desire with the worlds. So we dive into the essence of Hashem who influences the worlds. So it's really one and the same. Hashem's influence is related to Hashem Himself, the essence of Hashem. And it's to the essence of Hashem that we dive in, but we know Him through His influence on the worlds. Shemitzidam, in terms of the worlds, Heim kol ha'ta'arim ha'shemus mischalfim. Right? In terms of the worlds and how He relates to the worlds, those are the different titles, the different names that are interchanged, right? When he's kind, that's one name. When He's strict, that's another name. So in terms of the influences on the world, that's how we know Him, but we pray to Hashem Himself. Right? So that's the influence which is lifu lahamshich behem. These influences which to activate and to draw down on the worlds, Hashem, so to speak, interacts with the worlds, and He draws down on the worlds or light. He gives light to the world. The light is blessing, light is prosperity, light is goodness. Hashem sends down His light, the Shifas Kedusha, and holiness, His own holiness, Miatzmus Yisbar, which comes from His essence. These lights come down from His essence. Gefis Oirus HaMegia Lehem, and the lights that they receive, the lights that the world receives, the prosperity, or the wealth, or the hardships, whatever it is that the worlds receive, is all according to the arousement which reaches them, the way they are aroused, upper worlds are aroused, me myse odom, from the actions of people. Our actions, so to speak, arouse the upper worlds, and according to the way they arouse, that's how they receive this influence, right? So he says like this, Kifis Uirus Amagia Lehem, according to the arousement which reaches these worlds, Nimai Se'odam, from the acts of people, shall call Ish Mi'am Segula, of every member of the treasured nation, the chosen nation. In the Chesed, whether it's an arousement of kindness, in b'mishpat, it's arousement of justice, in b'tzdokah, if it's a charity, in b'rachamim, if it's compassion, hama'at, whether it's a little, v'imrav, whether it's a lot, all of the different arousals that reach those upper worlds is all from our actions, and therefore, correspondingly, that's the influence that they receive. Kachu al zeh ha'oifen, so it's in this way that Hashem sends His influence, v'ashiul, and the measure by which He sends His influence is bedikduk atzum, with incredible accuracy. It's very, very exact. It knows exactly what you need to receive, is exactly what you receive, exactly what our actions call for, is exactly the reaction we will receive. Mamida uba mishkal, with an exact measure, with exact weight. Inyan ischabrusa isborach elakoichus velarilomus, the whole matter, the whole idea of Hashem being attached, or His influence is being attached to the different forces of the worlds and the different worlds themselves. The Shanu is say the Hiskashrusan, in order to change the relationship, the way He relates to the world. So sometimes one time it can be one way, one day it's sunny, the next day it's cold, one day it's raining, the next day it's fine. The Shanu say the Hiskashrusan, all of the different connections, Shochas Shifas Oiram, to draw down the Shefa, the outpouring of Hashem's light. All of the details of how He conducts the world, all the different things that happen in the world, whether it's for judgment, whether it's for anger, Hashem's angry with the world, and then bad things can happen. If Hashem's happy with the world, then there's kindness that comes down, and there's compassion, there's mercy. And then, whether the shear of this judgment or this kindness will be a little bit, it'll be a little judgment, or a lot, or there'll be a little bit of kindness, or a lot. So all of that is dependent on this threefold relationship, right? It's Hashem's relation to the worlds, it's the arousal of the worlds which bring down the Shefa, and that arousal is dependent on our actions which arouse the world. So that's the threefold relationship. So we speak about Hashem as the untouchable Hashem in third person, the hidden aspect of Hashem. We speak about Hashem in the revealed aspect of Hashem, that's His influence on the worlds. And then we speak about the Jewish people who also affect their worlds with their actions. And this is what was said in the teachings we brought before. There's a teaching of Chazal that mitzvahs were given to purify His creatures. Hashem gave us mitzvahs that we should become purified. By doing the mitzvahs, we are purified. We are sanctified. We are elevated. Which is to say, the mitzvahs are very necessary. The mitzvahs are very important to us. Letzaref, to purify us, lezakek, and to clear us of all the dross. Clear us of all the we should be mamish. We speak about pure gold or pure silver, so that we should be purified by the mitzvahs. We should be on a high level, a cleaner level. The hafrid hasigim, to remove all of the dross, all of the dregs, all of the imperfections. Nikola koichu is from all of the forces, because our actions arouse the upper forces. So therefore, all of the impurities which affect the different forces, v'arilomis, and all the upper worlds, habruim, worlds that Hashem created, is saref, is love, and they themselves also will be purified and whitened. You know, when we are whitened, when we elevate ourselves through the mitzvahs, so then all the upper worlds also are purified, they're also elevated, they're also cleansed, and they're able to receive much more blessing. The gamken b'mashma, that's one explanation of the word letzaref, is to purify. And that's what the sages taught, that mitzvahs were given to us, letzaref, to purify us. The gamken b'mashma, there's another inference in the word letzaref, l'hainu l'chaber l'kashe kol ha'koiches v'ilomis, that is to attach and to connect all of the forces in all the worlds, the created worlds, musukoni, musudorim, in an arranged way, in an ordered way, kafi hakavona v'arotzan elyon baruch hu. That is to tie all the different forces and all the worlds to each other in the way that Hashem wanted to do. In other words, the word letzaref also means to join. A tzoyrif in Hebrew is a welder. He welds things together, he joins them together. So the mitzvahs also were given to join the upper forces, the upper worlds to each other in the way that Hashem wants them to be joined. He wants them to be working together. It's all part of the oneness of Hashem, that the entire universe works together. And automatically, right, once the upper world is joined together, the different forces join together, automatically, Gam Beis Yisrael, also the house of Israel, Am Segula, the chosen nation, Yisachdu B'Shem HaMiuchad Yisborach, the Jewish people will also unify underneath the name of Hashem, will become joined together under the name of Hashem, L'Chelko to be His portion, L'Nachlosa to be His inheritance, that we become His people, and we're totally devoted to Him, we totally bind ourselves and connect ourselves to Hashem. So that's also the purpose of the mitzvah, is to bind ourselves to Hashem and to the upper worlds, which are also bound together and connected together. And that's what the mitzvah does. They just unite all the different forces. Is for this purpose that all the mitzvahs have come. And that includes all of the holy service of Hashem, is all included in the intention of the mitzvahs. So therefore we mentioned the mitzvahs are letzaref, and we said two pshatim letzaref. One is to purify us, to cleanse us of any of the imperfections, any of the dregs, or any of the dirt, the dross that enters the gold and the silver, and also to join us together, we unite together and join us to Hashem. And that also results in all the upper worlds joining together, joining forces together, and being able to influence us in the proper way, in the way Hashem wants them to influence us. And this is the idea of the blessing. When we bless Hashem, this is the idea of blessing Hashem, b'chol ha-brochos, and all of the blessings that we say. All of the brochos have this theme, and all of the tefillos and all the davening that we daven have this same theme. Sheperusha hu, like when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch, blessed are you. So the idea is to sefes ribui mamish, right, is to be adding. We want to add strength to Hashem, right? That is the influence of Hashem on the upper worlds. We want to add strength, and we want to increase it. Mamish gemashmo. We want to literally add it. We want to empower it. We want to give it more power. We want it to be able to do more. Shazer Ratzon Yisborach, and this is the will of Hashem, that we should be blessing Hashem, so to speak, the influences of Hashem on the upper worlds. We should be blessing that they should be multiplied, they should be strengthened. Shazer Ratzon Yisborach mitam komus ito Yisborach, for a reason that's hidden to Him. Hashem, so to speak, wants us to bless Him. That's what He wants. He wants us to empower Him. Shenesake niyachet al yedei habrochus v'atfilas, that we should remedy and we should designate through our blessings and through our prayers, HaKoichu Yisrael Yilomus. We're uniting the different forces of the worlds, the different forces, the different worlds, the different upper worlds. Yilomus Elyonim, Shimuchanim Ru'im Lekabel Shifas Kedushas O Elyon, that they are now in a ready state. They're now fitting and ready to receive the holiness of this upper light that will come down on them. These worlds are now ready to receive that light. And to draw down and to add to them the holiness of the light and more and more blessings. From the essence of Hashem, Hamizchabe Aleim, the essence of Hashem that's now joined with these worlds, that joins up with these worlds, and spreads through this world. Now, Hashem's influence, so to speak, spreads through these worlds. Mimela Yushpazei Atosefes Brocha VeKedusha, and this addition, right? Automatically, this addition will influence, will pour down on them blessing, Brocha VeKedusha. Gam al Am Segula. This brocha and influence will also come to the Jewish nation. As the world will be empowered, the forces will be empowered, and therefore this and the power will also come down on the Jewish people, who will also be empowered and enriched. Because they're the ones who caused all of this power and all of this honor to come to Hashem. And it's through their blessings of the upper worlds, the blessings of the upper worlds get stronger, and therefore we also get stronger. As we also get the credit for strengthening the upper worlds with our blessings, with our prayers, and therefore, since we get the credit, we also get the honor. And this is what Rabbi Shmuel said When Hashem asked Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael b'ni b'acheinu, Yishmael my son, bless me. That's the story in the Gemara that Yishmael Kohen Godel went into the Holy of Holies and he saw the Divine Presence. And the Divine Presence said to him, Yishmael, Kohen Godel, he said, Yishmael, bless me. Hashem asked, so to speak, Hashem asked of Yishmael to bless him. So what did Yishmael say? What was his blessing? He said, Yirotzon shiyichbushu rachamecha eskaschu. May it be your desire, Hashem, that your mercy should overcome your anger. That even though we do things to anger you, but your mercy should overcome that anger. V'yigoylu rachamecha, may your mercy, may your compassion be revealed. May your compassion conquer your anger. V'tisnaig imbonech midas rachem, you should treat your children with compassion. V'tikanes lem lifnim mishu sadin, and you should judge them within the letter of the law. So therefore, what was his blessing to Hashem? That Hashem should have show kindness and compassion and mercy on the Jewish people. That was his blessing to Hashem. That Hashem should do more for us. Hashem said to Yishmael, bless me. And he said, that was his blessing. May you be more. May you do more for the Jewish people. Maybe you give more to the Jewish people. Maybe you show them more compassion, more kindness. V'ayin zoya chodesh, rus, posuch. It says the uverachtes Hashem lokecha, achalta v'savata uverachta. It brings the pasuk there. You should eat and be satisfied, and you should bless Hashem. And on that, Oma Ri Godel Koyach Birkas Hamazon. Ri says, great is the power of Birkas Hamazon. Great is the power of the benching. Shemoisiv Koyach. Great is the power of the benching, that we're adding the power of the blessing to the heavenly hosts. When a person benches, a person says, Birkas HaMazon, and he benches after a meal, he's empowering the heavenly hosts. He's adding power to the heavenly hosts. That's what we said before, because that's the purpose of our brocha, is to strengthen the upper worlds. And that's what we do. We pray that the upper world should be stronger, and our prayers are answered. They are. They do become stronger. L'chein Amru Chazal. And therefore, the Chazal say in the Gemara in Brochus, and it's also a Zoya Chodesham, Kol Ha'Oichel Ve'Einu Mevorech, someone who eats and doesn't bless the heavenly hosts, he eats and he doesn't bless. Right? He ate his meal, and he forgot to bench, he got up and he walked away. And he didn't bench. Kol Ha'Oichel Ve'Einu Mevorech, Nikra Gazlan, he's called a thief. Right? Shenema Goizel Ovi Ve'Imo, the Pasuk says he has stolen from his father and mother. He stole, right? He ate, but he didn't bench. He didn't bless Hashem. So there he stole from his father and mother, and his father refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? His mother he doesn't refer to yet. He doesn't explain it, but the mother is Knesset Yisrael. He's basically stealing from the whole Jewish people as well. But first he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu goizel monam yalomus shifas habrocha v'kedusha. Because he's stealing and withholding from these upper worlds the influence of the blessing. The blessing that he would have said would have brought down an influence on the upper world, would have brought down a shefa, an outpouring, and a power, and a light, and a holiness on those upper worlds. And he held it back, and he stopped it from coming. Right? Because he even though he ate the food, they gave him the food, he ate the food, they didn't bless Hashem. So therefore that influence, that blessing, can't affect the upper worlds as it should. So therefore he's called a thief. He's stolen, withheld from the upper worlds, this influence, this blessing, Shaitzach Lashpia Behem, which he should have influenced them through his blessing. The Ken Korami Kreuz. So therefore this is the idea of the blessing. The blessing is that we are blessing the upper worlds, that they should be more, that they should receive more influence. The Ken Korami Kreuz, and this is reflected in many, many verses. For instance, here's a pasuk from Tehillim, Bochi Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul blesses Hashem. I'm blessing Hashem. I'm empowering Hashem. That's one pasuk. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That's a pasuk from Divrei Yomim. We've also got that in the davening. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael Mino Ilom Vado Ilom is in the davening. So that's a pasuk. We see in the psukim that there's an idea of blessing Hashem. The Chol Kiyotzi Bo, etc. Akol Hu Al Zeh Ha'inyan. It's all this idea, this of empowering the upper worlds. Mitzad Ratzoni Yisborch Nischabe Al Abriyan. It's Hashem's desire to attach himself to the creation. The more powerful the upper worlds, the more Hashem's influence is in the upper worlds, the more Hashem is with the worlds. The more Hashem is with us. Right? The more powerful he is, the more he's there. So therefore, that is Hashem's desire, that he should become attached to the world, and it's through, specifically through our blessings, through blessing Hashem, through empowering Hashem. And that's what we say, that the service of Hashem for us is our prayers. In the old days, the service of Hashem was the temple service, but now, without a temple, our service of Hashem is our prayers and our blessings. We're serving Hashem. So it's called Tzoyrech Gavoyah, it's the needs of the One on High. We need to bless Hashem because the upper worlds need our blessings. The upper worlds need our prayers to receive the influence they want. Chapter 5, Perik Hay. Amnam, however, Lavin Ikra Shel Inyan HaTosef Ribui Brocha. Right, we've explained how people have to bless the upper worlds, but we have to understand a little bit more. So the main idea of adding and empowering through our blessings the upper worlds, to sevz ribui brocha beha ulomus, to add this power to the upper worlds, al yedei maise odom, through our actions. This we have to explain a little bit more. Why would the worlds need our blessings? Why should these worlds need our blessings? What do they need our blessings? We're so small, we're so puny, the worlds are so huge, right? The upper worlds are bigger than this entire universe. Talk about spiritual worlds which dwarf the entire physical universe. It's almost like nothing compared to upper worlds. So why would these upper spiritual worlds, which are so massive, which are so huge, need our brochas? Why do they need our prayers and our brochas? So that we still have to explain. Hine Rezal Amru. So here he brings a famous Gemara in brochas. As follows, Hani Chamisha Bochi Nafshi. We know that the terms Bochi Nafshi appear in Tehillim 5 times. The words Bochi Nafshi is Hashem, Bochi Nafshi. It appears 5 times. So the Gemara says, these 5 Bochi Nafshis, Keneged Mi Amram David. What was David's intention to say Bochi Nafshi? My soul blesses. My soul blesses. He blesses Hashem. My soul blesses. What was David thinking when he said 5 times Bochi Nafshi? So says the Gemara, Lui Omran Ele Keneged HaKodesh Baruch Hu Keneged HaNeshoma. It's to parallel Hashem, and it's to parallel his soul. To parallel Hashem, and to parallel his own soul. Now, what does that mean? Ma HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mole Koilo Ilom. Just like Hashem fills the entire world, the entire universe, Hashem's essence, Hashem's influence, fills the entire universe. Af HaNeshoma Mleah Kol HaGuf. Similarly, the soul fills the entire body. The soul is the life force of the body, and that fills the whole body. Look at the notes below. He brings you the entire Chazal. Ma kodesh bochu ro'eh ve'eino nireh. Just like Hashem sees but is not seen. Hashem sees all, but we don't see Him. Af haneshama ro'eh ve'eino nireh. Similarly, the neshama, the soul that enters the body, sees all but is not seen. That's the second comparison. Just like Hashem sustains the whole world, He feeds the world. So to the soul sustains the body. The soul is the life force of the body. The soul sustains the body. That's a third comparison between Hashem and the soul. Just like Hashem is pure, our neshamas are pure. Neshamas shenasata bi toherei. We say about the neshama that it's pure. So just like Hashem is pure, the neshama is pure. That's another comparison. That's the fourth one. And just like Hashem sits in inner rooms, as Hashem is totally hidden, and His influence comes from a hidden place. So to the neshama is in inner rooms. So to the neshama is totally hidden. And therefore, so those are the 5 comparisons. Says the Gemara, Yavo Mishi Yeshbo Yichamisha Dvorim Alolu. Let the one come who has these 5 qualities. That's the Neshama. Neshama has these 5 qualities that it shares in common with Hashem. So let the one who has these 5 qualities. Again, what were the 5 qualities? That it fills the body. Right? It sustains the body. It sees and it's not seen. And it's totally pure. And it sits in a hidden place. Its influence comes from a hidden place. Those were the 5 comparisons. So let the one who has these 5 qualities come, Mishaber Lemishesh Lo Hei Dvorim Halolu, and praise the one who has these 5 qualities. Bochi Nafshi Es Hashem. Let my soul, which has these 5 qualities, come and praise Hashem, who has these 5 qualities. And that's what David HaMelech had in mind. Okay. Now the question is, what do we do with that? What does that mean to us? So let's go on reading. And some of this is in the Midrash, Dvorim Rabbah, Midrash Tehillim, Tikkunim, Moshe Be'eri Be'erim Mehemne. He brings many sources that back up the Gemara. The same type of idea that it's specifically, it's the Nefesh, the Baruch Nafshis Hashem, it's the spirit of man that blesses Hashem. And Eitz Chaim, Shah Pnimius, etc. Okay, we're going to start explaining what's the idea of a person blessing Hashem. And we've started off with the idea of David HaMelech says that let his soul bless Hashem. So let's see where he's taking us with this idea. V'zeh she'amru Chazal b'maseches Rosh Hashanah. And this is what our sages say in the Gemara, right? In Rosh Hashanah, in Avodah Zarah, b'braisa kol ha'patzufim utorim. Chutz mi parts of Adam. Okay, we started off by speaking how the neshama, the nefesh, has the same qualities as Hashem. All the qualities that the soul has, the human soul has, are qualities that shares in common with Hashem. We're now bringing another teaching that says as follows. This is what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, kol ha'patzufi mutorim. We're allowed to make statues. We're allowed to make graven images of all types of faces, all types of images, chutz mi parts of Adam, except for the face of a person. That you can make the face of a dog, you can make the face of a cat, you can make all sorts of statues, faces of gorillas, whatever you want, right? But you can't make the face of a man. That's what the Gemara says. You can't make the image of a man. A mefarish timer, why not? You can make all types of statues of all types of creatures, of lizards and lions and giraffes or whatever. Why can't you make the face of a man? So the Gemara says, Lo tasun, because the pasuk says, Lo tasun iti, don't make that which is with me. That's the literal translation, Lo tasun iti. Don't read it as don't make who's with me, Lo tasun oti. Don't make me. Right? Don't make the one who's with me. Don't read it as iti, but read it rather as oisi. Right? Read it as the one who is me. Don't make that one who is with me, meaning don't make me. As to make the face of a man is to make Hashem, so to speak. If we make the face of a man, we're making Hashem. Etc. In other words, the face of a man is the face of Hashem. The face of a man is the face of Hashem. We're showing a link. We're showing a link between a person and the upper world and Hashem himself, so to speak. Right? The reason we're allowed to make all sorts of statues, all sorts of faces, because they're not the face of a man. They're not the face of Hashem. But the face of man is the face of Hashem. Of a Breishis Rabbah, that's one source. Another source. In the Midrash Breishis Rabbah also says, "Ksiv ki yesh odem shalmole bechokma." Right? There's a pasuk that says, "Ki yesh odem." There's a man who's labored with wisdom. Right? There's some people who do all sorts of labor. People do all sorts of physical labor, all sorts of hard labor, and there's one who labors with wisdom. Right? And that's speaking about the sages, speaking about the prophets, speaking about the great leaders of Israel. And on that, the Midrash says, "Amar of Yudin, Godel Kriechen Shal Neviim." Great is the power of the prophets. The prophets were great sages. Great is the power of the prophets. Shemadamim Tzura LeYoytzro. They compare the Tzura, that which was formed, LeYoytzro, to the one who formed it. They compare the product to the craftsman who made the product. Now, what's the product? We're the product. Man is the product. We were produced by Hashem. Right? Who's the Yotzer? Who's the former of the product? Who's the craftsman? That's Hashem. So the prophets in their words compare us to Hashem. They compare mankind. They compare people, men, to Hashem. Right? That's the power of Nevi'im. The power of Nevi'im. That's the brilliant intellectual power that they can say, yes, man resembles Hashem. That's in the prophecy. Shenemah. Ishma Kuil Odom Bein Ulai, and I heard the voice of a man. It's talking about a heavenly voice over there, but he calls it the voice of a man. Amar Abiyuda Basimon Islan Karya Uichon. So that's one possible that speaks of Hashem's voice like the voice of a man. Hashem is compared to a man. So Rabiuda Basimon says, I've got another possible that's the Mechava Yossi, which is even clearer, even a clearer indication that Hashem is like a man. Min Hadain. From this verse, it says, "Al d'mus hakisei," and on the image of the throne, right? It's talking about the heavenly throne, which is in the highest of worlds. "Al d'mus hakisei, d'mus kemare odom." On this heavenly, the image of this heavenly throne was the image of a man. Who's sitting on this heavenly throne in the upper worlds is the image of a man, and that image of a man represents Hashem. So again, the prophet saw Hashem as a man, in the appearance of a man. That's the pasuk in Daniel. Bamidbar Rabbah, in the Midrash also says, Chochmas Odom Tair Ponov, the wisdom of a man will light up his face. The wisdom of a man refers to Hashem's wisdom. Hashem's wisdom lights up a person's face. But again, what is Hashem called? He's called an Odom. Chochmas Odom. Hashem himself is called an Odom. We see Hashem is called a man. Amari, Godel Kleichan Shel Nevim, Shel Medamim, Dmusavur, Shel Mal, Latsuras Odom. Great is the power of the prophets. Great is the power of the prophets that they compare the image of the Holy One, of the Heavenly One, of the Upper One, Hashem Himself, to the form of a man. Right? And that's many midrashim along those lines, that Hashem resembles a man, or man resembles Hashem. Bechenu b'koheles rabba, posukale, tanchume, different sources. So says the Nefesh HaChai, Yosel Kasha, ulechoira yipole. Seemingly, this is a surprise. It's very, very wondrous. Ki el mita damyun. There's another pasuk that says, who can be compared to you? There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, who can be compared to you, Hashem? You are incomparable. You're ungraspable. You are so high. You are so lofty. Who can be compared to you? So on the one hand, we got all these midrashim saying that man is like Hashem. And then we have other teachings that say, no, Hashem is incomparable. Nothing can resemble Hashem. Nothing is like Hashem. El mita damyun is the pasuk. There's nothing that's like you. So what do we do with that? How can we have these contradictory teachings? There's nothing like you, and then, no, you're like man. You look like man. Amnam ha'inyan kamoshika savti le'el. The idea is like we wrote before. Shekol ha'sagasein kaviyochu oisi yizboch shmo. Our entire grasp and understanding of Hashem, urak mitzad his chabrusa yizboch lo ilomis. In terms of his attachment to the world, that's what we perceive. What we perceive of Hashem is in terms of his attachment to the world, and that's what resembles man. Right? Say the matzav olamos v'koyches kulam, right? The order of the worlds and the different forces, all of them together, elyonim ha'tachtonim yachad b'chlal, all of them together, musudorim kavioch b'chol pateim ketav yizkoyim as Adam. All of the worlds that we are able to grasp and understand are all arranged in the form of a man. And we spoke, this is an idea we mentioned before. Now, as the entire upper worlds are formed, the arrangement of all the upper worlds is arranged to resemble the form of a man. Right? There's a body, there's a head, there are arms, there's legs. It's the form of a man. The entire upper worlds are arranged to resemble a man. The siddur called Pirkei Avorah V'Gidov, right? In the arrangement of his limbs and his different muscles, we call Pratei Ha'inyonim Shebo, all of the different details. And how each part is attached to all the other parts, right? All the different limbs of a person, all the different organs, and all the different muscles, etc., all attached to each other. They're all connected somewhere. And similarly, the upper worlds are all connected to each other. They're all included within man. All of the different forces and all of the worlds are all interconnected. Okay, and that's as opposed to the essence of Hashem. The essence of Hashem is El Mita Damyun, is incomparable. The essence of Hashem, no one can grasp. No one can imagine. No one can understand it at all. We can't even attach a name to the essence of Hashem. There's no name we can attach to it. It's so high. So that, on that, the verse said, who can be compared to you, Hashem? That's about the essence of Hashem. But in terms of Hashem's influence on the world and the way Hashem interacts with us, and that's something that we can perceive, we can grasp. In terms of that interaction, Hashem resembles a man. So therefore, there's no contradiction. The part that looks like a man is the part that we can grasp. The part that has no appearance at all is the part that we can't grasp. That's the hidden part of Hashem. Now, in terms of the part that we can grasp, right? In terms of the interaction of the worlds, Hashem's different influences on the world that we said is all in the form of a man. So this is the idea of the build of the man, the arrangement of the limbs of a man, which is called the koima. Koima means like the height of a man. So this was spoken about in the Midrashim, and Beitz Chaim, and he brings many, many sources. See the Beitz Chaim, Shari Gulim, Sham, Vesham, Vesef, Shah, Breish, Madura, Tinyona, Mekosov, Sham, Shizeh, Remez, Akosov. And in these sources it writes that this is hinted to in the verse that says, V'yivro Elokim es Odom, V'tzalmoi, and Hashem formed man in his image. Right? V'tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. Hashem formed man in his image. That's his image of the influences of the upper worlds. That's the image. That's what the Midrashim. It's Mamish Apostolic in the Chumash. Hashem formed man in his image. That's the image of a man. So we have the image of Hashem. Ein Ol Berei Shara Tzilim, Shara Tzirin Ulomas, etc. But Musa Yisborg, however, the essence of Hashem, as we mentioned before, Yisborg, Mispashet Mistate Besuch Kulam. So the essence of Hashem, however, that spreads, but is hidden through them all. Mamolam, it fills them. The essence of Hashem, so that's how we spoke before, there's the soul that fills the body and gives life to the body. So the essence of Hashem fills the world. The influence that comes from Hashem is the essence of Hashem which empowers the world, gives the power to the body, but it's a hidden power. So that spreads right through them. The influence of Hashem spreads right through them. It comes from the essence of Hashem. This influence that comes from the essence of Hashem spreads right through the world, but it's hidden within those worlds. And that fills all the world, and that's the neshama of the worlds. The essence of Hashem, the influence of the essence of Hashem is the neshama of these upper spiritual worlds. These upper spiritual worlds are, so to speak, bodies, and they have a soul. And the soul is from the essence of Hashem, the influence from the soul. And that's the neshama of the upper worlds. Kaviyochel ke'inyan ha-neshama, just like for us, that the neshama, ha-mispashetis u-mistateris b'guf ha-odim, just like the neshama, which spreads through and is hidden in the body of a man. So similarly, Hashem's essence also spreads through the upper worlds like the soul of a man. And that's why we're permitted, since that's what empowers the world, we're permitted to describe Hashem in this way. So that we're getting back to our comparison that we mentioned before, that the nefesh, Baruchi Nafshis Hashem, the nefesh which empowers the man, is similar to Hashem's essence, which empowers all of the upper worlds. The Gam HaRambam Zal, the Rambam also writes that in the Moireh, which is amazing because the Rambam didn't see the Zohar. The Zohar wasn't revealed until much later. So the Rambam, what the Rambam wrote was without access to the Zohar, but the Rambam himself writes it in his great classical work, the Moireh Nevuchim, which is his great philosophical work, and he writes there, she calls there ha'olam b'chlal nikra shiur koma. The entire universe is called the build of a man, height of a man. V'herich l'hamshil klal chelka olam, and he speaks at length to exactly show the parallel, to show the parable, so to speak, of all the parts of the universe, b'chelka evre adam, how the different parts of the universe match the different limbs of a person, b'chol inyonav shabor, all of the different issues, all of the different matters that have to do with a man, all the different interests of a man, all the things that he takes care of, all the things that he occupies himself with, how all of that exists in the upper worlds. All man's interests and all man's projects have the equivalent in the upper worlds. Shuizbol hu nishma sa'olam ki'inyan ha'nesham l'guf, that Hashem himself is the soul of the entire spiritual and physical universe, in the same way that our soul empowers our bodies. Just like we are, our neshama is to our body, so too Hashem is to the upper worlds. And these words match the greatness of the one who said it. The Rambam himself was a giant of Torah, and his words match his own height. Right? We see that he's spoken the words of the Midrashim. He's spoken the words of the Zohar, etc. We see the greatness of the Rambam in this description. The Misha Amram Shekei Mavuah B'Zohar, because does the exact same words appear in the Zohar? Right? Just like we mentioned, the Rambam didn't see the Zohar, but the same idea that the Rambam says in the Moira appears in the Zohar. Ayin Sham Umidvar Zal Nishma Ledidon, and therefore from his words we can hear the idea that we've been saying L'inyan Seder Klal Ha'ilomus Kulam Yachad, the entire arrangement of all of the upper worlds. V'shkur B'fi Chazal, and it's also found in the language of our sages, She'odim Hu Ikoinin Udyukin Malka Shel Olam, that man himself is the image and he is the statue, so to speak, of the king of the world, of Hashem. It says that if you put a man to death, let's say a man was liable to death penalty, you put him to death, you say you stoned him, so then the halach is that you have to hang him. After you stone him, you hang him. However, you're not allowed to leave him on the tree overnight. You have to hang him and bring him down immediately. You're not allowed to leave his body overnight. So the Gemara brings there, Tani Amr Meir, Moshlu Moshul, why not? Why can't you leave his body hanging? He's a murderer. He's liable to death penalty. Leave his body hanging overnight. So what's the reason you can't leave him hanging? So it says, Rabbi Meir, Moshlu Moshul Ma'adav Adoyman, they gave a parable to explain that Shnei Achim Toimim, the parable that there were once two brothers, Echad Minu Melech, there were two twin brothers. One became king, Echad Yotzel Listios, one became a gangster, a bandit. Tziva Amelet Lahu. So they caught the gangster, and he was a bad guy, and they hung him. Okay. All right, we'll have to see this analogy next time.